Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
It's all over the news. Businesses closing their doors permanently after operating for years. Well, many businesses are unaware of their rights to operate despite COVID-19 restrictions. Download our free empowering resource for business owners. Visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. Hope you're all having a stellar day so far on this last weekend of February. If you're on social media, come by and say hi. Tell me what you think of this show. I also write a tech tip of the day, and I link to videos that I shoot and articles that I write and so on. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You can find me at Mark Saltzman. That's Mark with a C, S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. All right, we have a great tech talk planned for you this hour. We have a treat, in fact, to kick things off, especially if you love your dogs. down boy. No, that's not my dog. That's a sound effect. We're going to chat with the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan, in a moment about a high-tech collar, Halo Collar, with Cesar as well as his business partner, Ken Ehrman, from the company. If Cesar heard that dog, what's his noise that he makes, like something like that. Anyhow, but I digress. Also this hour, we're going to learn about what's new in external hard drives and why it's absolutely critical to back up your computer's information on a regular basis just in case something happens. Like I had a major issue a month ago and could not get into my PC, but thankfully I schedule a backup every night onto this external, it's an offline hard drive, and it minimized the damage because I was able to just reinstall Windows and put everything back in again. We're also going to talk about a new and high-tech way to wait in line during the pandemic and after it with a company called Queueless. Get it? Q like a lineup and less, since you don't have to wait in line, literally. Okay, never mind. We're going to chat with them this hour. Again, the company's called Queueless, and they're spelled the letter Q, L-E-S-S. All of this and more on a brand new Tech It Out, powered by Asus, for those in search of incredible. I'll tell you more about them a little bit later in the program, but let's kick off the show with our first interview. One of the topics I love exploring on this show is pet tech, especially if it means technology that can help protect our furry friends from harm. And we're now going to learn about Halo Collar, designed in part by world-renowned dog behaviorist Cesar Millan. And the TV star and author is joining us on the show right now, along with Ken Ehrman, founding and managing partner for the new Halo Collar product. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you.
Hey, Cesar, I know you're on your ranch and the cellular reception is a bit spotty, but thrilled to have you on the program. Ken, why don't we start with you? Before we talk about Halo Collar, is it true pet adoptions have soared during the pandemic?
It's pretty amazing, actually. Looking at some numbers here that were published that shows the growth of pet adoptions has increased 4 times over what they were in 2019. 35% more dogs were adopted in 2020 than 2019. And that's about 11 million new pets added. It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, that's good news all around. And I'm not surprised, frankly. Cesar, I understand that you co-founded Halo Collar with Ken. At a high level, what's Halo Collar all about?
It's about, you know, having a peace of mind. It's about really understanding how to love your dog. So people, you know, people love dogs. Doesn't mean they know how to care. That's why dogs develop, you know, problems, and that's why people seek for my help. And that's why a lot of dogs end up, you know, getting lost or running away from home. So it's really helping people to protect their dogs, to be more proactive with behaviors that need to be practiced when you're not at home. And that's, you know, once you understand the technology behind, we have something called Beacon. And that Beacon, what it does is it helps to make sure that your dog respect areas of your house when you're not there. So when the dog is practicing this mentally, he goes to work. This is his formal way of going to work. Because if a dog gets bored or frustrated, he's going to destroy your house or show unwanted behavior. But in the mind of a dog, the dog is working, right? Because the human has to care for the energy of a dog, and the human has to give a dog a job. So for me, developing tools is to empower humans to be able to connect, communicate, so they can have the relationship that everybody dreams with a dog, which is trust, respect, and love. Like I said earlier, you know, my clients are dog lovers, but they don't know dogs. And so the reason for technology and the reason for even, you know, the classes that I do and the TV shows that I do is to give humans the best tool, which is knowledge. And after that is, you know, creating things that allows humans to learn at a slow pace, because people take a little longer than dogs to learn, but to have the tool that helps you supervise the activities you're looking for, which is boundaries, which is rules, which is limitations, you know, so you can have the freedom of having a dog that listens to you at all times. They misbehave 100% of the time, even when you're not there. And that you can go for a walk freely, because, you know, Halo does all of that. It tells you where the dog is, that's the GPS. It helps you create boundaries. So if you go to the beach and you don't know how to create boundaries yet, the Halo collar gives you access to create boundaries, right? And then the beacon helps your dog to remember the rules of not go to the refrigerator, do not go to a couch that a human don't want you to go, especially when the human is not there. Do not get into the trash cans. All of those things stimulate the mind of a dog and allows the dog to well behave, to maintain his well behaved way of being, right? And at the end, my favorite aspect of the Halo is the leash. You're going to be able to press a button, and from your phone and the Halo collar, you're going to create a mini Halo that is going to keep your dog inside your intimate space. So now, even when you're not, you know, paying attention, your Halo collar will do it. So it's a smart way to keep instincts close to you.
Awesome. All right. Now, Ken, when it comes to training your pet and protecting your pet, can you walk us through the four different features of Halo Collar?
Sure. Well, first of all, if anyone listening to this call Googles it, it's pretty staggering. You can see for yourself about 10 million dogs a year are lost, and about 1 million dogs are run over by a car. And that's because they just don't understand the dangers of roads. They don't understand really the boundaries that humans have set up. So the idea, the first most fundamental idea, is you can create a fence. You go on your phone, it's like a Google Map view of your house or your friend's house or the beach or a park. You draw the fence on your phone, and now your dog will remain within that safe area. And if they go to the fence, they're going to get a beep, or however you want to train your dog, but that's what I use. You're going to keep your dog within a safe area to be off leash. So that's okay. The first thing.
Got it.
So I use that at my house. I let my dog out during the day, and she can run around the property, but I know she can't get off the property. Then I take my dog with me hiking. And when I do that, I use the leash feature. So I see where she is at all times. And there's another button on the app called the whistle button. And if you press that whistle button, this is part of the training, my dog, no matter what she's doing, comes right back to me, right back to the heel position. So even if she's just saw a deer, she is fully trained on whistle. And as Cesar will tell you, dogs will listen to that whistle. So she listens to it every time. And no matter what's going on, she comes right back to me. So it's a tracker, it's a fence, it's a training tool. So we have, you know, experts like Caesar and others who are giving you approaches to be able to train your dog. And it's also an activity tracker. So when your dog is spending time off leash, you can tell how many, you know, miles they went compared to maybe you. Whereas before, when they were on a leash, if you went a mile, they went a mile. But now when I take her for a walk in the mountains, okay, she's running all over the place. Sometimes she goes 3 or 4 miles while I go a mile.
It's like a Fitbit for your dog. I love it.
Exactly.
Caesar, I understand your world-renowned dog training methodologies were used as the foundation for Halo Collar. Could you elaborate?
My whole existence is about training humans. I don't train dogs, I train humans. So it's very important, you know, that humans learn how dogs learn, first and foremost. Because that way, when you're teaching boundaries, rules, or limitations, or even celebrating a behavior, you need to understand, you know, what makes a dog understand that. That's what exactly, you know, because most of the time people communicate with a dog, but they don't have a clear communication. So the methodology that I teach is teaching humans how to connect with the right energy, teaching humans how to communicate to a dog the way he understands, so you can develop the relationship of trust, respect, and love. Then after you understand that, then you bring technology, then you bring tools, then you bring whatever you want. So it's very important that we humans understand how they connect, how they communicate. So that's my methodology, to make sure humans understand how animals do it, or in this case, how a dog do it. Remember, you know, we always call dog man best friend, but doesn't mean the human is man is dog best friend. You know, we're still having unwanted behaviors with our dogs, but they're not born with those behaviors. We create those behaviors. So it's very important for us humans to understand that, and number one, we create bad behaviors. Dogs don't want to give you unwanted moments in your life. They just want to give you awesome, happy, loving, you know, instinctual moments. But if the human doesn't understand how things work, and then the human unconsciously is going to make a mistake. So that's the methodology, how you learn not to make a mistake and your dog feels safe, peaceful, and love, and trust, and respect, and loyalty.
You know, one thing that Caesar loves to say that I think resonates with me is humans love to give affection, 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 but that's not really what dogs need. They need exercise, discipline, and affection. Halo is a tool to help execute on that.
We'll continue chatting with Caesar Milan, the Dog Whisperer, and Ken Ehrman from Halo Collar when we return after this short break. But first, I want to thank ASUS, the title sponsor on this program. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, and that includes its line of award-winning laptops and desktops. Head over to asus.com/us/radio for more info. asus.com/us/radio. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members, along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream. Then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Redding and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Redding. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you
hey
by
guys,
KCNR
I'm
and
Bob
Shasta
the
County historian Donnie Smith.
Podcast.
For more stories
you like
this,
water?
Find Donnie
you
Smith
do,
on
you're
Amazon
going to love
or
me.
At the Shasta
I'm pure
Historical
and simple.
Society.
I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Springwater.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We're chatting with Cesar Millan, internationally recognized dog psychology expert who has starred in numerous TV shows and is a best-selling author. And we're also talking with Ken Ehrman. Both are founding partners for the new Halo collar. Now, Ken, there are other smart dog collars on the market. What do you think makes Halo unique?
The biggest difference is that it's both a scent, but almost like a smartphone for dogs. So if you look at the collar, it has the ability to communicate with a dog through vibration, through sound, through static. Cesar's famous sound. So what that means is you can, as a person, communicate with your dog through the collar. The other smart collars that are out there are just trackers. They're not really about communication
and
training and really about having just the best relationship with your dog. They're just trackers.
Yeah, good point. I have written about several other high-tech dog collars in the past, and they are mostly virtual fences or invisible fences. Now, Ken, you also mentioned that the collar can give some slight vibration as a cue if your dog is getting close to that edge of the virtual fence. You mentioned that you prefer sound, but that is an option, and it doesn't harm the animal. But is there a rationale for having one or both? It's just really up to the user what they find most effective. Cesar?
Where exercise plays a big role in order for your dog to become sensitive in case that you don't want your dog to receive any warning that you don't agree. They're there in case that the intensity of a dog is too high. depends on the intensity of the dog, is going to be the warning that he's going to receive. And the whole point is to make sure that he doesn't cross that boundary, because after that, he's not safe anymore. So exercise plays a big role. That's why it's important to read the instructions, because I want to make sure that I prepare people to keep our dogs at the highest level of sensitivity so they learn fast. This is what I call calm surrender state. So when the brain is in a calm surrender state, everything, they learn everything fast, and they learn everything in a very sensitive way, to the point that a simple shh is enough for their behavior not to continue.
Okay.
And that's why I use the sound, you know. And yes, that's why I use certain sounds, but first I exercise the dog. So the physical energy is out of the learning experience. Now the only thing I have is the mind.
Before we wrap up, Ken, and talk pricing, Caesar, what's next for you? What are you working on now? Where could our listeners find your work?
Well, I'm super excited. We just finished 10 episodes, our new series. Right now it's called Caesar's Way. And I'm definitely going to show up a lot. What we've been working, you know, here at the ranch. People are coming to the ranch and getting trained. And it's my family now. My kids are 26 and 22. So it's my family helping families, not just me this time. So I'm very excited that my pack is helping your pack.
That's awesome. All right. Caesar's Way, we'll have to look out for that. Awesome. And then, Ken, how much does Halo Collar cost? And where could we learn more? What's the best website, for example?
The website is www.halocollar.com, HaloCollar.com. It's currently $799. It's a $200 discount right now, less than an invisible fence with four times the capability. So, you know, the typical invisible fence could be $2,000 to $3,000. Plus, you can't take it with you. You can't take it to your friend's house. It has no portability, and you got to bury a wire in the ground. So it's really less expensive and a lot more functional.
Are there any service fees if you want to track your dog's whereabouts if they escape the virtual fence?
Right now, you get 6 months of free gold service if you buy it today. Eventually, there will be a monthly fee. You're going to have about the low end will be about $4 a collar for unlimited cellular, which is obviously a lot less expensive than any cell phone plan. But this is for your dog. And then the high end will be $30 a month for access to premium content like Caesar Milan trainers, maybe even sometimes Caesar himself, to solve any kind of training or other issues that you might have with using the collar. So you kind of have the high end, the premium content, dog training for $30 a month, and kind of the basic fence functionality, but all the main functions for less than $5 a month.
All right. Ken and Caesar, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck with Halo Collar. Appreciate your time very much.
Thank you.
You guys. Bye-bye.
For the remaining time we have in this block, I thought I'd reach into the old mailbag and answer a tech question from a Tech It Out listener. And you, too, can send me a note at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's T-E-C-H at M-A-R-C-S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N.com. Or you can hit me up on social media. Come say hi. Let me know if you have a tech question. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. All right, so a question comes in asking, Mark, I love reading, and I'm trying to decide between buying a tablet or an e-reader. Please help. Okay, so there are pros and cons for each choice, so I'd be happy to walk through them with you. As you might expect, ebook readers, or e-readers for short, are designed primarily for reading. They're usually smaller and lighter than tablets, which make them more portable and easier on your wrists while holding. And they have a non-glare screen that makes it easier to read in bright sunlight. Not so easy to do on a backlit tablet. Some e-readers are waterproof, making them ideal to read in a bubble bath or by the pool or beach. They have battery life measured in weeks, not hours, and they're more affordable than tablets, generally speaking. But a tablet is a lot more versatile. Consider it a computer that's touch-enabled, and it could be used not just for reading books, but also for accessing social media, playing games, listening to music, watching videos, web browsing, email, photography, and video calling, all on this one slender device. So again, it's more versatile. You could do a lot more with it. They have larger screens than e-readers, and they're also in color. But again, tablets cost more than an e-reader. But at least there's more than a million apps to download. Many of them are free or close to it, so you can fully customize your tablet. There you have it, a look at the difference between e-readers and tablets. You are listening to Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Stick with us. When we return, we're going to learn all about Qlits. This is an alternative to waiting in line, especially during a pandemic. We'll be right back with more.
Want to follow Mark? Google it. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Dogs are like their owners. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When people come to me struggling with anxiety, what I do for them isn't as magical as they seem to think. What I actually do is make myself as calm as physically possible. I found over the last 20 years that when I make myself calm while I'm sitting in front of my clients calm down. This technique isn't some fancy psychobabble nonsense either, because even outside of the human world, recent studies have shown that dogs mimic their owners. So if you have an anxious dog and you calm your own energy, you give your dog a much better chance of calming down. People, dogs, animals, it all comes down to the fact that you can only control yourself in life. And if you have control over you, then it's probably pretty wise for you to be as calm as you can be, because the impact of your energy just might astound you. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
I'm Andy Solomon with American Heart Association Health Beat. Research shows that a cup or two a day of unsweetened green or black tea may help lower your risk of heart disease. Dr. Joy Dubow, registered dietitian from Lipton, has more.
We know both unsweetened green and black tea provides benefits. The new 2020 to 2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend unsweetened tea because it is hydrated and contains zero calories and zero added sugar.
The American Heart Association is working with Lipton to help raise awareness on the impact of diet and lifestyle on heart health.
When it comes to heart health, unsweetened green or black tea is a good choice to help you manage a healthier diet. Relative to non-tea drinkers, daily unsweetened tea consumption is associated with higher good cholesterol, known as HDL, and lower body weight.
Learn more about simple ways to keep your heart healthy, like exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and following a heart-healthy diet at lifeiswhy.org.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. Especially during a pandemic where we're encouraged to be socially distanced from one another, an app that reduces the need for lineups or crowded waiting rooms couldn't come at a better time. And so we're now going to learn about Qlits, an electronic queue management system, with Charlie Meyer. He's the VP at Qlits. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here today.
For our listeners, Qlits is spelled the letter Q, L-E-S-S, but a cute play on words, of course, as you're all about reducing the need for a queue or a lineup, as we say here in North America. So at a high level, what is Qlits all about?
That's a great question, Mark. Qlits has really created a paradigm shift in the way people wait. And it's an intuitive mobile weight technology that allows businesses to enable consumers to manage their own time and be served when the business is ready to serve them.
Got it. Okay. So with that in mind, talk to us about some of the key features of Queueless. So I know there are things like remote queuing, virtual callback queues, as well as flex appointments. So maybe you can walk us through what this is all about.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've been practicing social distancing since our inception in 2009. So, you know, COVID is something that we were kind of built for, and we were built on a mobile platform. And so, you know, if you imagine a world without waiting in line and customer complaints, you know, Queueless had the vision to become a reality for businesses. And it's an intuitive mobile technology that eliminates physical lines. It optimizes efficiencies that enhance customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. It also builds loyalty and increases profitability. Now, for a consumer, what it does, Mark, is it allows a consumer to get in line from anywhere. So they could download the Queueless app. They could come in through a business website where they're checking in online. They could get in line at a lobby kiosk. We even have the ability to text into line, so they could, you know, text retail, for example, as the keyword to a dedicated number, and it would put them in the queue. And then the magic really takes place, Mark. So what happens then is I am told, you know, Mark, you'd receive a text saying, Mark, thanks for getting in line. You're currently eighth in line, and your wait is 28 minutes. Hmm. We'll keep you updated during your wait. So now consumers can wait where they want to wait. They can wait at home. They can wait at work. They can wait in the car. But they don't have to wait in a crowded lobby. And then what's really interesting about Queueless is there's a lot of solutions out there that are able to send a text, but ours are interactive. And so consumers will continue to get updates as they move up the queue. And they can also interact with the queue. So they can push themselves back. So they could say, I need 20 more minutes.
Right.
They can leave the line. They can rejoin the line. They can press H for help. And all of that, you know, is in the app or within text in. So that way, nobody's left behind. And that's really a key differentiator with Queueless is, you know, if you ask everybody to use an app and everybody to download an app, that can be a lot of extra steps for people. And that can be challenging when you're dealing with government offices, different ages, things like that. But almost everybody receives an SMS text. And so we find that we have about 99% adoption rate.
All right. So you do not need to first download the app. But as long as you have a mobile phone and can receive a text message, an SMS, then you're good to go. So a very low barrier of entry there makes a lot of sense. Can you walk us through how it works as a customer? So let's say I want to go, I don't know, there's only curbside pickup at the home improvement store in my area. And will I just get a notification if that store supports Queueless and just say, hey, Mark, do you want to join the line? Or like after I buy something online and I want to pick it up?
That's a great question. So yes, a business must be have a subscription with Queueless. That's the most important thing. You know, we work with government agencies, colleges, retailers, mm-hmm. healthcare. If they have Queueless enabled, you would get in a queue for service. They'd keep you updated. When they're ready to see you, they'd say, hey, first you get a text that says, hey, Mark, you're almost at the front of the line. You know, your current wait is 10 minutes. Please start heading back to our store.
Got it.
So that way, we call that a predictive summoning message. So we're kind of giving you a warning that, you know, you can start heading back to the store. And then once you have arrived at the store, you can actually hit A for arrived, and it'll actually tell the retailer that you're on site, and they can come out and give you your package.
Oh, very cool. We are chatting with Charlie Meyer, VP at Queueless. This is an electronic queue or lineup management system. I was going to ask you if it was developed because of the pandemic, but as you mentioned, you've been around for years prior to COVID-19, so good timing, I guess, on your end. With businesses, could they leverage the fact that they've got this customer now connected to the store, for example, where they could maybe upsell them? Like if I'm told, okay, Mark, you're eighth in line at whatever home improvement store and picking up a lawnmower, could they say, do you also want to pick up this that complements, you know, is there anything like that could incent a business to want to adapt your platform even more?
Absolutely. So, you know, most of the time when customers come in for a retailer or a business, you know, they want to get served right away. And so they're not typically there to keep shopping and shop more. And the reason is they don't want to miss their turn. And what's unique about Qlis is we have such an engaged wait that we're able, through the SMS text and through the app, to announce, you know, make them feel comfortable to walk around the store and do shopping while they wait, and we'll keep them updated. And we promise you, you're not going to miss your place in line. And so the shop while you wait is pretty amazing. Typically with a retailer, a big box retailer, we'll see up to $1 a minute spent while somebody's waiting.
Wow. And speaking of which, I saw some numbers on your website. Can you quantify the success of Qlis to date?
So, yeah, Mark, Qlis can increase revenues in the business by up to 50%. We can also create operational efficiencies by up to 90% by streamlining customer journeys and workflows once people arrive. And we can also improve the customer satisfaction up to 99%. So it can truly be a game changer for benefiting a business.
All right, Charlie, as we wrap up, how much does Qlis start? I'm assuming it's free for the customer, but for a business to subscribe to your platform, how much does it start at, and where can we learn more?
Yes, Mark. So it is free to consumers. They don't pay anything for Qlis. And for businesses, it ranges anywhere from $50 a month up to $500 a month, depending on features and functionality that they choose. Obviously, with enterprise applications, those are very unique, and depending on the number of locations.
And then the best website is qless.com, right? Qless.com?
Correct.
Okay. Great chatting with you, Charlie. Unfortunately, it took a pandemic for me to learn about this, but I know you've been doing this for several years. So continued success. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stick with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from ASUS lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th-gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to ASUS.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's ASUS.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Encephalitis is inflammation of the brain and is an often devastating neurological condition which can leave survivors with a permanent brain injury. 500,000 people are affected each year, and due to the link between COVID-19 and encephalitis, this number is likely to increase. To tell us more, here is Dr. Ava Easton, CEO of the Encephalitis Society.
Early data tells us that up to 13 people in every 100 who have COVID-19 and who have neurological complications will contract encephalitis. Yet a significant number of people say they have concerns about getting the vaccine, which would help prevent not only COVID-19, but also encephalitis in some patients. For World Encephalitis Day on February 22nd, we're raising awareness, lighting up buildings red around the world like Niagara Falls, and we're urging people to educate themselves and to seek the correct information that promotes vaccine confidence. To find out more and to help us raise awareness of encephalitis, go to worldencephalitisday.org.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever.
the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Everyone, you're listening to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, and that includes its line of award-winning laptops like its ASUS ZenBooks, its VivoBooks, its Chromebooks, and ExpertBooks, which are business-class laptops. Tech it out at asus.com/US/radio. That's asus.com/US/radio for these awesome laptops. Speaking of computers, at the risk of sounding preachy, I always talk about the importance of regular backups of your important information because you never know what can happen. Even a techie like me ran into a huge computer issue about a month ago, but was saved because my info was backed up onto an external Western Digital drive the night before. Whether you're a computer user, a smartphone lover, or a gamer, we're going to learn what's new with Western Digital's various drives as we've got Brian Pridgen with us. He's Consumer Marketing Director at Western Digital. Welcome back to the show, Brian.
Hello, Mark, and thank you for having me. And I definitely agree with you when it comes to making sure that we're all cautious, not just about backing up, but really how do we manage our digital content. And when you think about it, first of all, I would just like to applaud everyone out there for their resiliency. Kind of in the time we are today, we're seeing actually that consumers are consuming, creating more digital content than ever before. So it really speaks to the fact that consumers out there and folks just like you and I are very resilient. We're keeping on going and we're still creating.
Absolutely. Many more millions of us are now working or schooling from home as well. So we need to better manage all of this data on our devices. Before we talk about specifics, maybe you can share with us a bit of information about Western Digital and to break down the different divisions under that banner. Like there's WD Black for gamers, there's SanDisk, G Technology, and so on.
Yes, absolutely. What we say is no consumer left behind. And when you think about that, whether you're a gamer, we have a product line under Western Digital called WD Black that's been specifically products that are designed, built, engineered, tested by gamers. Then when you look at SanDisk, SanDisk is a brand that's been around for a while. It's the world's number one trusted brand by professional photographers, and it's known for our USBs and our memory cards. And as I said, it's the most trusted brand out there. We also have G Technology, and G Technology is really for professionals, and they're looking for guaranteed access and possession and protection of their content. So those products are really geared for studio level performance and studio level protection. And then when you get right back down to kind of the core Western Digital brand, and that's what we call the WD brand, and you may have heard of our products called Passport, MyCloud Home. Those are our traditional storage products that are really geared for productivity, but we've also added some new things. And once we get to talking about specific products like MyPassport, portable SSDs, we can really talk about some of the unique things that we've added to Western Digital, the MyPassport line.
With that in mind, there are other storage companies. So what would you say separates Western Digital from the rest?
There's a number of things that really separates Western Digital from the rest of the companies that are out making storage products. One is we've been doing this for a long time. We're celebrating our 50th year in memory.
Wow.
And what that means is we really know the inside and outside. In fact, when you think about SSDs, we invented the first SSDs back in the 80s, right? Before we knew that this business would be a tremendous opportunity, because we are looking ahead of the market to see what consumers need, what they want, and we're then trying to plan for the future. But one of the biggest things from kind of a technology standpoint, there's a lot that goes into these products. There's the memory itself, there's a controller, there's firmware, and all of those three things have to be integrated together. And we are one company, one of the only companies that has expertise in all three of those areas, not just an engineering standpoint, but a marketing from an end user consumer. They're telling us what they want. They're telling us the performance they need, and we're building products that far exceeds the reliability of any of the other competitors out in the market.
Yeah, and to me, reliability, Brian, is the number one thing. I mean, it's great if you can find a 5 terabyte external drive on the cheap, but is this going to last? And are you going to trust your irreplaceable photos and home movies and documents with that? A lot of times they will fail over time because they're not made with great parts. And speaking of external storage, Brian, I'd love to start with portable solid state drives, or SSDs for short. What makes these so popular today compared to an HDD or hard disk drive?
There's been tremendous innovation in portable SSD even over the last 6 months. And we've been in this business for a while. But really what it comes down to is we are all creating more content than ever before. And now we all want to have it at our fingertips. And so when you think about portable SSDs, the one thing that people think about over hard drives, and by the way, hard drives, fantastic storage devices for storing tons of capacity with multiple terabytes, there's spinning disks involved, and there's a level of reliability that we deliver with those products. But when you talk about SSDs, the big game changer is speed. So today, for example, you can purchase a SanDisk or a Western Digital SSD that can reach speeds up to 2,000 megabytes per second. And even 6 months ago, that was unheard of to have that much performance that fits right in the palm of your hand. So what that means is, as you're transferring files, as you're copying files, it's all about saving time and transferring those contents. So it really comes down to portable SSDs. The big advantage over hard drives is speed. However, it goes even further beyond that.
Sorry, Brian, we got to put a pin in that. But when we return, more with Brian Pritchin from Western Digital. So hold that thought, Brian. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're chatting with Brian Pridgen, Consumer Marketing Director at Western Digital, about all the different kinds of external and internal drives that Western Digital has, catering to a different type of person in need and budget. Now, before the break, Brian, you were just about to tell us about the WD My Passport line if you want to continue on that.
Yes, it actually comes in a very, very stylish metal enclosure. And one of the things that I mentioned earlier, I talked about the vertical integration, but really in the reliability and the trust, and those go into all the products.
And I also like that they have that little carabiner loop or hook area where you, it's got like this little enclosure where you can clip it to a backpack or a purse or something if you want. Isn't that right?
Now, absolutely. When you think about the products that are geared for mobility, you want to take them with you. That product that you're mentioning is our SanDisk Extreme and also the SanDisk Extreme Pro. And those are specifically designed with that little carabiner loop in. So if you want to clip it inside your camera bag or if you want to clip it to your backpack, you can be rest assured that wherever you go, your memories are going to go there with you. And both those products, by the way, are waterproof and rugged and they're built for on the go.
We're chatting with Brian Pridgen. He is the Consumer Marketing Director at Western Digital. Just two more questions for you, Brian, before we let you go. Backing up from an iPhone or an iPad can be tricky. There's no spot for a micro SD card or a USB port or anything like that. Tell us about the iXpand family from SanDisk and how you solve that problem.
Yes, that's a really, really, really good point that we often overlook when we buy a new phone, for example, that happens to be landlocked because there may not be a slot for a memory card, right? So then you're thinking, well, how do I get all these images off the device? Well, we have a couple of different ways you can do that. One is our iXpand drive. And what an iXpand does, it plugs right into the Type-C or the Lightning port into your iPhone, and it lets you directly, physically, it looks similar to a USB, but you can pull those images directly off of the phone. So that's one way you can do it. That's kind of a traditional sneaker wear that I would call it, type performance that we're all used to with USB. But let me talk to you about something that's totally new. Think of the concept of if you have your iPhone or your Android-based phone and you want to not only back it up, but we all have the same challenge with a smartphone is that at some point you have to charge it. And what we're doing today is we're saying let's take advantage of the fact that everyone needs to charge their phone. So we have a wireless charging pad, but what makes this wireless charging pad totally different than anything else in the world on the market, it also wirelessly backs up the content on your iPhone. So just as I set my phone down, or you set your phone down now to charge it on the 10-watt wireless iXpand charging pad, it will also back up. So what that does, it gives you the confidence to know that you are powered up and charged up and ready to go. It also gives you the confidence to know that up to 256 gigabytes of content or photos that you may have on your phone is backed up, and that all equates to peace of mind. And that's really what we're about at Western Digital, inventing, creating unique products that solve problems.
I always get that shut the front door face when I tell people what the SanDisk iXpand can do, where you put your phone down on top of the little tray or puck, if you will. It wirelessly charges up the phone and wirelessly backs up your important photos and videos for you in one shot. That's just like the look on their face is priceless. So you can learn more about that, of course, at SanDisk.com. Now, before we wrap up, Brian, gamers are a big part of your audience for both PCs and consoles. What do you have for this group?
Now, the real key with gamers are gamers want the latest, greatest performance, reliability, and capacity as well. So what we've done is we've designed a whole new product, a whole new lineup of products that are uniquely designed with gamers in mind when it comes to look, the feel, the performance. Is called WD Black. It's been phenomenal, the success we've had over the product. We're working with several of the key industry influencers on really how to make gaming cool. Gaming's already cool. The challenge for us is how to make storage gaming cool, and we think we've done that with WD Black. So I'd invite everyone to come to our website, westerndigital.com, look for WD Black. You'll see some of our internal solutions that are all about speed and performance that help you load up the game fast and store more games. And you'll see some of our portable solutions that are also about taking those games with you to share and continue to play more with your friends.
That's the thing with today's games is that people are buying fewer discs, so they're downloading these huge games. So you need an external SSD like the ones from WD Black in order to store the games, not just to back up like I talked about off the top of our interview in my introduction, but also to run content in real time from those drives. Incredibly important. I know you've got a slew of them. I've got a 4 terabyte SSD from WD Black that I'm very proud of. And as you said, Brian, our listeners can go to westerndigital.com. Thank you so much for your time. It's always great chatting with you, Brian. I love your passion as well as your knowledge and experience in this space. All the best.
Thank you, Mark. Anytime.
Well, we've run out of racetrack on this week's Tech It Out episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great rest of your weekend, a healthy week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another brand new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The House passes the Democrats' $1.9 trillion virus relief bill, setting the stage for a Senate fight over President Biden's vision for battling the pandemic.
The measure was being considered Friday evening at a Marathon Rules Committee meeting before going to the floor. Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke of its merits to reporters.
Vaccinations in the arms of the American people, money into the pockets, children into the schools, workers back into their jobs.
Speaking with reporters, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy disagreed.
This isn't a relief bill. It takes care of Democrats' political allies while it fails to deliver for American families.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Neera Tanden's nomination as the next director of the U.S. Office of Management and Budget is currently on hold after past tweets reveal deeply partisan and personal attacks on some conservative members of the Senate. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Washington Examiner reporter Byron York says Tanden's tweets are going to come back to haunt her.
I think the thing as far as senators and Tanden is concerned is that, look, she just there are some of them that she's just dumped all over. And then she deleted her tweets, and then she kind of apologized all over herself. And then, I mean, these senators are not used to that. They're, you know, the atmosphere in the United States Senate is not like that.
At CPAC in Orlando this afternoon, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says voters would be very surprised how close the GOP came to capturing the House.
We got closer than anybody thought we could get. They said we were going to lose 20 seats that night. No one said we'd win seats. My dearest friend, who's a hardcore Republican, said that best we could do is lose 10. But this is the little secret. You know why we won that? President Trump worked on all these races.
Mr. Trump delivers the keynote tomorrow. More at townhall.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Yesterday marked the 28th anniversary of the first World Trade Center bombing that killed six people.
Loved ones of the six bombing victims remembered their lives during virtual ceremonies. The 1993 parking garage explosion beneath the Twin Towers left massive destruction. Four of the men implicated still fight legal battles and have won some reductions to their compounded sentences after one part of their convictions was dropped in response to a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Although each would have to live well into their 90s if they would ever go free, the mastermind Ramzi Youssef is serving a life sentence after convictions in two trials. Youssef's uncle, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, still awaits a military tribunal on charges of masterminding the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. George Manzani reporting.
And you can always get the latest breaking news and the best analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Online retailer Amazon taking heat for removing a best-selling book about transgenderism.
Author Ryan T. Anderson said this week his book, When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Movement, was removed from Amazon. The decision caused swift backlash as critics pointed out Amazon has a history of censoring books that don't coincide with the company's liberal political views. When Harry Became Sally is a book aimed to provide, quote, a balanced approach to public policy on gender identity and a sober assessment of the human cost of getting human nature wrong, unquote. Amazon has characterized the book as anti-transgender. Patrick Foss reporting.
United Airlines will pay more than $49 million to settle criminal and civil accusations of defrauding the post office and the handling of international mail. Justice Department alleged former employees of the cargo division falsified parcel delivery information for several years. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your spaniel behaving a bit spoiled? Does your rescued calico need some confidence? Are you being brainwashed by your beagle? Well, if you love animals, and obviously you do, care about wildlife and the environment, and really consider your pets part of the family, and want to understand how they think and why they behave the way they do, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Ever-Growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, humping, digging, your cat's not using the litter box, scratching your favorite chair, keeping you up at night, your cat absolutely hates the new cat that came into the house, or you can't date because your dog hates the men you're dating or the girls you're dating, great time to give me a call. Well, let me just remind everybody that everyone that calls into the show and does, in fact, get through to me live on the air today will be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. If you happen to be a new listener to The Pet Show, and we've been around for many, many, many years, everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get a great gift. Many of the items I'm giving away on today's show are worth $25, $35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions. And at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your dog or cat. But even if you don't have a question, if you just want to share a story about a brand new dog or cat you saved or rescued, or want to talk about an older dog you helped, great time to give me a call. As I said, everyone that gets through to me live will get a great gift for their best friend. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. You know, many cat guardians often laugh about the fact that no matter what or where they are doing, somehow, some way, their cats will interfere. For example, more people are now working from home. Notice any cat paws on your keyboard? Or maybe you're writing the next great novel. So why do cats know exactly when to interfere with us when we're working? I just may have the answer coming up in a little bit. Also coming up on today's show, important stuff. Many of our pets have been spending almost 24/7 with us. And hopefully more of our lives are starting to maybe, just maybe, get back to normal. Even though your pet may not have separation anxiety, may not have abandonment issues, there's many other forms of distress your dog or cat could suffer. Today, we're going to take a look at what to look for in the post-pandemic life for your pets. Also coming up on today's show, we all love to see our dogs wag their tails. So the question comes up, Warren, why the heck do dogs have tails in the first place? You know you can't wait to hear the answer to that. Plenty of time for your questions and comments, lots of great stuff to give away, and so much more. So if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using the litter box, not eating, eating way too much, surfing your countertops, hates other dogs and some people, your poor dog suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed and keeps you up at night, or you just finally realize that your dogs and cats may be just a little bit brighter than you, great time to give me a call. Again, let me just remind you that everyone that does call in and get through to me live on the air will, in fact, be getting a great gift for their dog or cat. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer the question of the day, if you call in and answer the question of the day, I'll send you a gift as well. Here is the question. Does your dog or cat interfere when you're trying to work, trying to cook, trying to sleep, or any other time? Does your dog or cat interfere with you when you're trying to work, cook, or do anything around your house? Give me a call. Let me know. I will send you a great gift if you get through. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Now, before we get started on today's show, by now, you've all heard that Lady Gaga, I'm not a big fan of Lady Gaga for many reasons, but by now you've all heard that Lady Gaga's dogs were stolen. Actually, three of them were stolen. One got away, got loose, and the other two were stolen at gunpoint where they actually shot the dog walker and not too far from where I live. But the good news is that all three of the dogs are back now. However, I want you to listen to this email that I got this week. You know, most of the emails I get are really nice. Thank you for helping us out, Warren. I have this question. Listen to me carefully. This is the email. It started with SMH. I had no idea. I didn't even know if you know how what SMH stands for, but it stands for, obviously, shaking my head. Why the expletive would you post this, Warren? I read horror stories about animals every expletive day. You think some expletive celebrities' pets are so important that you need to post about them? My response is this. I don't care if it's Lady Gaga. I don't care if it's the person who cleans Lady Gaga's toilets. Their pets are equally as important to them. If you follow me on Facebook, which you should, facebook.com/thepetshow, you know I'm constantly posting dogs and cats that have either lost or stolen or can't find them. I have no idea if these people have millions of dollars or have no idea if they have nothing. It doesn't make any difference to me. So to criticize me for posting the fact that whoever she is, her dogs were lost, and thank God they've been returned, what a stupid, stupid email that was. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me start out with a phone call. Let me go to my friend Pamela. Hey, Pamela, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for taking my call. I have an 11-year-old Maltese. She's a rescue, and when I got her, she was housebroken. I've had her now for 6 years. And we live in an apartment. At this point, because of COVID, I was not taking her out 3 times a day. I was using pee pads for her in the apartment for twice a day so I wouldn't be exposing myself to...
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. At this point, when I do take her out, she comes right back in and she will either pee on a pee pad if one's there or on the floor. Just a few drops, and I'm trying to figure out how to housebreak her and get her ready for post-COVID times.
Yeah, you know, you're interesting you brought that up. I'm going to do a whole thing on that. I'm going to do a live Facebook post in the next couple of weeks specifically talking about the changes that we can expect. However, we can do this in the meantime, Pamela. Let me ask you a question. What have you been doing so far to try to resolve the issue?
Not much, except when I take her out, I take her out for a long walk, make sure that she's urinated and defecated as much as she needs to, and that's it.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to thoroughly clean up the areas where she's gone. I want you to make sure you use a good stain and odor remover made specifically for pets. Clean it up. Then what I'd like you to do is is there one specific area or two specific areas she's going in?
More or less.
Okay. I want you to spend more time playing with her and her toys in that area. The more time you spend playing with her and her toys are in the area, the less apt she is to go there. I also like you to take just a little bit of her dry food or her favorite treat and put it in those areas as well. Let's face it, no one eats a bologna sandwich in the bathroom, so once the dog sees the food there, she's going to stop going there. So that being said, 11 years old, providing she's healthy, and you're taking her out for longer walks, what I would do when you come into the house after the walk, I would watch her with a hawk eye. Don't give her the opportunity to go. I would pick up those pads right away. I would spend time with her in those areas with her toys, her food, her treats, whatever. And within a matter of a week or so, you should notice that the marking in the house that she's doing will totally disappear. So we created the problem. We taught the dog. Now it's okay to go inside. Now we want to reverse that. But that's the best way to approach it at this point, Pamela. Does that answer your question?
To a point. My question is, do I still allow her to use pee pads in the house sometimes?
Or it's your option. It's an 11-year-old dog. Do you want her to have pee pads in the house so if you have to stay out longer, you don't have to worry about her? Or do you not want to use pee pads in the house?
I'd like to be able to use them when necessary,
but I don't want to
with friends' houses.
No. In other, when you go to friends' houses, the dog should be with you all the time, so that shouldn't be a problem. What I want you to do, it's an 11-year-old Maltese. If you want to use the pads, and I understand why, I would take the pads, I would put them in a specific area where you want the dog to go, and the only time they go, they're always down in that area, but the only time the dog uses them is when you can't take her out for a walk. It's really that simple. If you follow my advice within a matter of a short period of time, you should be right on target there, Pamela.
Terrific. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Let me put Pamela on hold, and we're going to send Pamela for her dog. We're going to send Pamela, you know what? Let's send Pamela some hemp seed calming oil for her dog, her Maltese at 11 years old. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Got lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, Cat's Incredible Litter, Lucy Pet Food, Author Sue Gold, T-shirts, Mushroom Max, copies of my behavior books, hemp seed oil. Everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. As I said, many of the items were $25, $35, $40 and more. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. You know, when your name is on the label, and mine is, your reputation is on the line. And for over 35 years, that's the promise I made with my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for your dogs and cats. Now, I've taken your suggestions over the years and upgraded this favorite product. I'm introducing the brand new improved 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, one for dogs, one for cats. Now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat, prevent issues with hips, joints, and keep those bones nice and strong. I added prebiotics as well as probiotics to the new 4-in-1 to improve gut health and increase the absorption of vitamins and minerals from your pet's regular diet. Hugs and Kisses vitamin content is also boosted with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Hugs and Kisses now has added omega-3, 6 to 9, along with lecithin for improved skin and health and a flossy coat, shedding down to a bare minimum, no dry skin, hairballs, a thing of the past. And I eliminated wheat, corn, and soy, the most common food allergens for your pets. My own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement will optimize your pet's health at any age with essential antioxidants to fortify the nutritional needs of both dogs and cats. So keep your pets happy and healthy by feeding my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats every day. Hugs and Kisses now available at Amazon.com, available at Walmart.com, available at Wish.com, or my own website, ThePetShow.com. So check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, ThePetShow.com, or call my office at 1-800-430 and the word hugs. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
Lucy Pet Products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 3030.
We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. I got a question about your dog or cat's behavior. They're jumping, they're digging, they're humping. They don't get along with each other. Are you concerned about what's going to happen? People are starting to get back to normal and going back to work. Kids may be going back to school. Are you concerned about how your pets may react when they're being left alone after being with you 24/7? We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Great time to give me a call. No matter what your question is, or if you just rescued a dog or you're fostering a dog during a pandemic, the reason I ask for that is because when people call me and they tell me about a dog or cat they rescued or they foster, it actually encourages other people to go out and do the same thing. That's why I'm able to give such great gifts away thanks to my sponsors, because we know how much you care about your pet. So the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to respond to my question of the day, and you know you do, do your dogs and cats interfere when you're trying to work at your desk, when you're trying to cook? They interfere at anything you're doing. Give me a call and let me know if your dogs and cats interfere with you when you're trying to get something done. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. The phone number. Let's go to Abney, I believe it is. Hey, Abney, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Abney.
We have a 7-year-old black lab, wonderful dog, very submissive and sweet. And then she lost her older sibling, and we got a puppy that's a golden Labrador retriever, female, and she's 10 weeks, honey? 14 and a half weeks. And she, she's kind of taken over the reins of the house. You know, she kind of bosses the older dog around. It's kind of like being married, I think. I don't know.
At 14 weeks old, it's kind of like the terrible twos for children. That's exactly what they go through. In other words, you know, there's four stages of growth with dogs: neonatal, imprint, juvenile, and adult. And what's going on right now is the younger puppy is trying to react with the other dog the way she was reacting with the other puppies, although the other dog is not a puppy. So it's very important when you have a younger dog brought into a home with an older dog, you got to give them plenty of time to get to know each other. And the best way to give them that time is to make sure they spend plenty of time with each other on
neutral territory away from the home. So the puppy's a little distracted by other smells and other things around. That's number one. Number two, have you started training the puppy yet? You know, I talk about this all the time, but so many people just assume that the puppy's 14 weeks old. I'm not going to start training till he's older. And I said this earlier. So often, this same energy it takes for a puppy to learn how to do something wrong can be really focused on teaching the puppy how to do something right. So I would start training with the puppy right now. You need to make it fun. 5-minute periods of time. For example, if you know he's really being crazy with the older dog, you know, put him on his leash and his collar for 5 minutes. Make it fun. That's enough for now. If he does it again, do it again later. So the most important thing that we want to understand is that we don't want the dog to feel punished because he's reacting in a certain way with the older dog, but we want to gain that control in a positive way. You know, Abney, I don't want to do anything. Let me put you on hold. I don't want to rush you. Let me put you on hold. We're going to take a quick break, then right back to your phone calls. A great time to call me, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you're listening to The Pet Show.
Well, I know how to wash my car and keep his room real neat.
This is sponsored by IBM. IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
"While IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis."
For more information, visit ibm.com/environment.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Gillies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County, and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I can go a little bit further to talk about your older lab and the young one that you got. There's a lot more we can do. So if you can, try to give me a call back. I wanted to send you a copy of my book as well. Again, the number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Speaking of giveaways, I got my books to give away, Hemp Seed Oil. I got T-shirts. I got Authors Who Gold, Lucy Pet Food, Hugs and Kisses Supplements, Cat's Incredible Litter. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Anthony in the great state of Vermont. Hey, Anthony, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you're right next to me.
Okay, cool. I was just calling about my cat, Pipsina. She's a calico cat that we got. We had brought her in one night. It was freezing out. She was outside for two nights, and so we brought her in, and no collar or anything, so she eventually just became ours. Couldn't find out who the owner was. So now, a few years later, she's still very, like, timid and shy. Like, she's warmed up to us, especially my brother. but she's still very... anxious all the time, and any little noise, she'll freak out and run. And we're trying to figure out what we can do to help her.
Yeah, Anthony, let me go over a couple. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Number one is, you found this calico. Do you know if you had her? Did anyone check to see if she had a microchip?
I don't think so. Do they do that? We brought her to the vet for a number of things.
Chances are your vet, I'm assuming I would give them a call, but chances are the vet did. If you told the vet that you found the cat, chances are the vet did scan. But I would give them a call to see if they did scan the cat. Now let's get to building up the confidence, okay? We don't know what this cat has gone through. How old is the cat when you found her about?
Probably 3 years old. Yeah, so I think she's been through something traumatic.
Exactly. Whether she got away from someone, whether she was abandoned by some jerk, I don't know what happened, but she probably had to survive outside for a period of time, and surviving outside is very difficult for a cat. There's other cats out there, coyote, God knows where you live, could be coyotes, could be any number of things. So what we want to do right now, the most important thing that we can do, is really build up the cat's self-esteem and the confidence. You know, it's interesting that you brought this point up. In my cat book, some of the first chapters specifically are dealing with self-confidence and self-image. That's so important. What we need to do is take what the cat is fearful of and turn that into something that the cat enjoys. For example, do you know any specific loud noise that would make the cat scared?
Well, one of them is the vacuum, but that's understandable.
No, not necessarily. What I would do is I would leave the vacuum cleaner out. I would make a recording of the vacuum cleaner on your computer or your cell phone. In the evening, when you're sitting around massaging the cat, play it at a volume where the cat can barely hear it and she's not responding to it at all. Do that for 2 days. Then after 2 days, increase the volume a little bit. Give her a hug, give her a kiss, give her a treat, something at that point. It's called counter conditioning, Anthony. Because of the fright that she has and the fear that she has, we want to take what she's afraid of and turn that into a positive. So if she's afraid of certain noises, that's how we will do it. In terms of exposure, if you have friends or family come over, what's the cat's reaction at that point?
Usually hides in the background.
Okay, now, if it was a puppy or if it was a dog, you would go out and get the dog and bring the dog out to the people. But people just assume if it's a cat and the cat hides, that's what the cat wants to do. Sometimes we have to force socializing a little bit. So what I would do is I would set up some times where you can have some close friends come over, go into a room with the cat, sit on the floor. Don't pay any attention to the cat if she doesn't come to you. And just sit there and have a conversation with some friends on the floor so she understands that when people are around, nothing bad is going to happen. Then afterwards, again, a special reward and walk out. Little by little, the way to resolve your issue is to build up her confidence, Anthony. And it can be done. I've rescued cats at 10, 11, 12, 13 years old that were out on the streets for years and were just so paranoid. But it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. But the end result is well worth the effort you put in. How's that sound to you, Anthony?
Great. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Listen, first of all, I love the fact that you're in Vermont. What I'm going to do is, can I send you a copy of my cat behavior book? It'll actually teach you about self-image and esteem.
Yeah, definitely.
It's on its way to you. I'm going to put you on hold, and we will send that to you. And I really appreciate that phone call. And more importantly, I appreciate the fact that you rescued and brought this cat. I have the best listeners in the entire country. That's why we've been together for almost 40 years. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. We have George from the great state of Washington. We have Mary from beautiful Prescott, Arizona. We got James in Kansas. We got also Joe in what. We'll get to all your calls, I promise. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number, 877-725-8255. We were just speaking to someone in Vermont, but how about this out of New Hampshire? Politically active pets are out of luck in New Hampshire, where some lawmakers have been told to keep their cats and their dogs out of the room when they log on for remote hearings. So what's been happening is when they have these Zoom calls with these councils and the political people, many of them have brought their cat or dog into the Zoom room with them, and they say it's distracting. What I say is if you really want to get things accomplished, get the people out of the room. Bring more cats and dogs into the room, let them have a Zoom meeting without the politicians, and things will finally get accomplished in the U.S. of A. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then we'll come back to George, Mary, James, Joe. Great calls for you, great stuff to give away as well. You know, for a while now, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food. Lucy Pet Food is the only pet food I endorse, the only pet food I recommend for many different reasons. Most of all, that incredible prebiotic formula which helps keep your dog or cat's gut in the best shape it can possibly be. And that's what all the difference is about. By the way, Lucy Pet Food is being used by rescues, humane organizations, shelters, police departments, even the FBI uses it. But more importantly, I use it on my own dogs. What better reference can I tell you? But I don't want you to take my word alone. I want you to actually hear from one of my listeners and what they had to say about Lucy Pet Food.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know. And I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know. And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
I'm telling you, this is what I hear every single day. Once people have tried Lucy pet food on their dogs or their cats, they are hooked. Why are they hooked? Their dogs and cats love them, and they know they're giving their dogs or cats the finest nutrition available out there. Let's face it, I feed it to my own pets. Now, Lucy pet food is available at Amazon.com. Lucy pet food is available at Chewy.com, or check out Lucy pet food at their website, LucyPetFood.com. There's no reason in the world that you're not giving your dogs and your cats the healthiest dog or cat food available. And as far as I'm concerned, that's Lucy Pet Forms Life Pet Food, Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com. Do it today. Your dogs and cats will thank you tomorrow. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm going to tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now at DQ. Happy tastes good.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Calypso Dog, been there, done that. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. Let me get back to the busy phones. We got James in Kansas, Joe in Washington State, Linda in Oklahoma, George in Washington, Mary in Arizona. We'll get to all your calls, I promise, but right now it's your chance, James. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I like you right next to me, James. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm with the Humane Society of the Flint Hills here in Emporia, Kansas.
Well, I love you. I love you already, James. Anyone involved with the Humane Society, I adore. You know that.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Epstein. We took in a very pregnant Great Pyrenees, and 4 days ago she had pups, and so I've got them at the house. She had seven pups, but one of them is a little smaller. I don't know that takes you run, but it cries a lot, and I try and get it to attach to the nipple, and it just doesn't want to do that. And the
is
other
she
one
being,
sleeps,
is she being pushed away? Is she being pushed away by the other puppies?
No, but it might be that she's a little smaller, and so she can't get in as readily.
Yeah, but you know, there's seven. But remember now, there's seven puppies. And the mom can only has so many teats. She can only feed so many puppies at a time. So it might be that you may not see it. So here's what, have you tried feeding her by hand?
No, I was thinking about maybe trying to get some formula.
Yeah, that's exactly where I would be right now. I would definitely get some formula, let it get, you know, once we build up her stamina, once we build up her taste, watch how fast she goes and tries to get food from her mother. But we got to get her interested in diet, interested in food. You know, some puppies don't have that major interest in food. If something negative experience, whether it was pushed away, maybe one of the other puppies stepped on her, we don't know. But I would definitely, at this point, James, recommend that you definitely try using a formula in a bottle to get her started. It's exactly what you should be doing.
Thank you very much for your assistance.
Hey, no, James, I want to thank you. Give me more information about your organization. What is it called?
It's the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. We cover a seven county area. I'm on the board of directors. I'm actually at the animal shelter right now, which we operate on behalf of the city. And we are small. We have our budget's only about $100,000 a year, and we process over 900 dogs and cats.
And you're finding a lot of homes for them?
Yeah, you know, we have a rescue coordinator find some.
Great.
Some go back to their owners. Some we are able to transfer to breed-specific rescues.
All right, James, I'm going to give you an email address, okay? I want you to send me an email. I want you to tell me about your organization and your group. Maybe we'll make a donation. You don't know. So please send me that information, okay? I want you to send it to mail@thepetshow.com.
Mail@thepetshow.com.
Yeah, don't forget that T-H-E, thepetshow.com. Send it to me there. Tell me more about your organization. We help literally hundreds and hundreds. We help organizations in every state. In fact, I'm looking at an award I got many years ago from the great floods of Missouri and Kansas. So anyway, send me that information. I'm also going to send you, you know what, I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for the Great Pyrenees. It's a large breed of dog. I work with them in Europe, one of my favorite breeds. They have that double rear dew claw, that snowshoe. So let me send that to you, James. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sending you some Lucy pet food. I want you to send me the information about your group at mail@thepetshow.com, mail@thepetshow.com. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. We take a quick break. Joe, we're going to get to you. Linda, we're going to get to you. George, we're going to get to you. Mary, I promise we'll get to you too. Be patient with me. I will get to all your calls. And I got some great gifts to give away as well. 877-725-8255. Again, the question of the day is, does your dog or cat interfere when you're trying to work? Mine do. How about yours? Give me a call. Let me know. A quick break, then right back at you. Hey, speaking about saving dogs, you just heard me speak to a rescuer in Kansas. I got to tell you about Delta Rescue. Delta Rescue is no other organization you've ever heard about. I want you to leave your mark in this lifetime, and I want you to leave this world a better place. For over 40 years now, Delta Rescue would never be able to do the absolutely incredible work they do without you guys. Yes, you, my listeners, the support you've given them. My good friend Leo Grillo, who, by the way, is Delta's founder and an extreme rescue hero, he asked that if you please can put some of your life work into helping their over 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses. You heard that number, over 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses into the future. That's why my wife and I have decided to personally make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. Why? Because it'll help with taxes and avoid fundraising costs for you as well. Like any good parent, Leo needs to make sure that every single one of the animals he rescued from the deserts, the forests, the streets, all across the U.S., never, ever, ever have to worry again. And believe me, they don't. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, every one is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and yes, loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to visit DeltaRescue.org. Read the individual stories about all the pets I'm talking about. Then give them a call. Here's their phone number, 661-269-4010. 661-269-4010. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Either make whatever plans you want to make. You can make an estate plan. You can make a donation. And take it from me, every one of the dollars goes to help the animals. So log on to DeltaRescue.org or call them at 661-269-4010 today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal payment, late fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS, consumer access.org, number 330.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
I'm
horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no
of course a horse is a horse. We're back on the Pet Show. I'm going to be breaking for the top of the hour. So Joe, Linda, Perry, Mary, I want to get to your calls. We're just going to take a short break at the top of the hour. You'll be my first callers coming back. And I really have some great gifts for you guys as well. The number here, 877-725-8255. So something cat guardians joke about is how much their cats love to interfere with whatever they happen to be doing at the time they're doing it. If you work at home, I'm sure you've seen paw prints on your laptop. You're interrupting, let's say you're writing a story, you're on an important meeting, you know your cat's going to come specifically at that point. So when cats do this, what are they trying to tell you? They're letting you know that the attention you're given to your work should in fact be directed at them instead. That's what cats think. Coming between you and the object you're engaged with is their way of commanding. You stop what you're doing immediately, and you pet them right away. So that kind of prompted me to ask the question of the day. Does your dog or cat interfere with you when you're trying to work? We just had a woman call me a little while ago that said she was trying to cook, and when she tries to cook, her cat or her dog is always on her feet. So that is the question of the day. I'd love to hear from you guys. Does, in fact, your dog or cat know when you're concentrating and when you're focused on work or you're focused on something else, whatever you're focused on, watching your favorite TV show? Is that exactly when your cat or dog comes over and says, hey, I'm going to bug them now? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock the sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Won't you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. To keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.